Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's Motivational AIM Targets, a Foundation in Christ. Over the next series of podcast episodes, I will cover some key content from a Bible plan I had an opportunity to write and share on the YouVersion Bible app. The name of that plan is Determined to Follow Jesus, and over the course of this series, it is my aim to encourage you as you take the foundational steps in living a determined life following Jesus Christ. So what does a determined to follow Jesus life look like? And are you determined to follow Jesus? If I were to ask you, in what ways are you exhibiting determination while you follow Jesus, what would you say? And I'm not asking this to make anybody feel inadequate, nor am I asking this to beat you over the head with the Bible. Because first of all, that is not my place. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. I'm not the Holy Spirit. I am similar to you. I'm a sinner. I'm in need of the salvation of Jesus Christ. I'm similar to you in the respect that I have to daily implement Philippians, the 2nd chapter and the 12th verse in my life, which states, work hard to show the results of my salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. I'm similar to you because I have sinned and I fall short of the glory of God, as stated in Romans, the 3rd chapter and the 23rd verse. I'm similar to you because I understand that there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ. And that scripture is found in Acts, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. So this is a self-reflective question. Are you determined to follow Jesus? Are you determined to follow the one who loves you so much that he died for you? Are you determined to follow the one who created you before you even knew you existed? Are you determined to follow the one who currently looks out for you? Are you determined to follow the one who is your Savior, your Deliverer, your Redeemer, your Friend, your Strong Tower, your Family, your Comfort, your Joy, your Peace, your Strength, your Waymaker, your Promise Keeper, your Revealing Light, your Vindicator, your Miracle Worker, your Forgiver, your Absolute True Love, your Confidence, your Lord, your Protector, the one who supplies each and every one of your needs? Are you determined to follow Jesus? Well, if you are determined, you understand there are a few foundational requirements, because when we follow something or someone, that means we are moving forward and we are going after what we're following. So if we're following Jesus, we are purposefully going after him. We are behind him. We are traveling where he leads. We are accepting him as the authority. We are accepting him as the leader. When we follow, we aren't leading. When we follow, we aim to obey. We aim to imitate. And we aim to go where Jesus is going. When we are determined, we've made up in our minds and we've firmly resolved. That means we aren't changing our minds. We are determined to allow God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to lead us as we follow his commands for our lives, no matter what is going on in and around us. When one is determined to follow Jesus, it requires grit, resilience, and commitment. Similar to a goal that you want to achieve, for example, let's say that you have a goal and you want to eat healthier. And by eating healthier, that could be a result later on down the line of you losing weight if you wanted to lose weight. But when one is determined to eat healthy, they are taking the necessary steps to live and lead a healthy life. And over time, the manifestation is observed in the physical realm. And that is where we will see the weight loss on the person if they drop pounds, or they could possibly have clearer skin and minimize health issues. They could be more active. But when a person is determined to follow through with the goal and they're committed to that goal, although they reach the goal's end result, there's a harvest of yielded benefits that manifest in that person's life. And this is similar, and it's a small similar fraction of living a life where you're determined to follow Jesus. When you follow Jesus, you also yield a harvest of every promise of God stated in His Word, and you have the assurance that God will do exceedingly and abundantly more than you ever ask, think, or imagine as it relates to your life, your mind, and your overall spiritual strength. When we are determined, it is not for a short period of time, it is for the long haul. Your determination to follow Jesus is a lifelong pursuit. It's not a minute pursuit. It's not an hour. It's not a day. It's not a week. It's not a month. It's not a year. It is a lifetime commitment of dedication, even when the trials come, the challenges come, and even when we get off track. It's still up to us when we get off track to make the decision to get back in alignment and follow Jesus. Now, I want to let you know something. You can be determined in your mind to do something, and you're making the necessary aims to do it, and then you make a mistake. If you make a mistake, it doesn't mean that you're an awful person. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person, and it surely doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. All it is an indicator of what not to do going forward. Go ahead and ask God for forgiveness, receive His forgiveness, learn from the mistake. Don't stay in the pit of despair, and don't compare yourself to others as if you're just a terrible person for making that mistake you've made. Don't do that. Receive God's forgiveness, start from where you are currently, and move forward, because God loves you. He is not leaving you. He is not forsaking you. He is not rejecting you. So don't beat yourself up, because He's not doing that. And sometimes when we make mistakes, we can get to the point where we look at other people and we think, well, they don't make mistakes and their life is perfect and they're perfect. They could be jacked all the way up. So don't compare yourself to people, because you don't know what people have going on and you don't know the mask that some people wear. Just aim to not compare your life, your circumstances, or your mistakes to someone else, thinking that they are better and they're the standard, because they are not the standard. Jesus Christ is your standard. He is your standard. Don't get caught up with that. That's one thing, to look at where people are going and you have an aspiration or a goal to move in that direction, whether it be a field, a discipline, a career, some goals as far as financial, some things you want to acquire, some things you want to do. But aim to not get caught up comparing yourself. No, don't do that. Compare yourself with yourself. Compare yourself with who you were yesterday and who you aim to be tomorrow. Sometimes when we are in a routine following Christ and we make that mistake, or we purposefully engage in an action, thought, or behavior that is not pleasing to God, a sense of overwhelming anxiety can come within. But ask God for forgiveness and don't stay in that victim mentality. Get back to following Him wholeheartedly. Because when you're determined to follow Jesus, it is not a game. And the challenges that could possibly come with following Jesus could be the loss of some relationships, some friends you thought who would be with you to the end, some opportunities you thought would always be there, they're not there anymore, and a variety of issues. But even in the persecution, the pain, and the pit-like circumstances, are you determined to follow Jesus? Are you determined to follow Jesus through the obstacles of life? Are you determined to follow Jesus through the setbacks of life? Are you determined to follow Jesus when you have to walk away from people? Are you determined to follow Jesus when people walk away from you? Are you determined to follow Jesus when you feel isolated, when you feel alone, when you feel like nobody understands you? Are you determined to follow Jesus when it looks like things aren't progressing? Are you determined to follow Jesus through your tears? Are you determined to follow Jesus when things look like they're getting worse before they're getting better? Are you determined to follow Jesus when you're faced with unemployment? Are you determined to follow Jesus when your child has gone astray or if there are some serious issues in your marriage? Are you determined to follow Jesus when you've been betrayed? Are you determined to follow Jesus when it looks like your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, and the things that you desire look like they will never happen? Are you determined to follow Jesus? Because there will be some times where you are following him, but you don't hear him. Or you're following him and you don't see him. You know you're going the right way, but it looks like you're going the wrong way. Things might not make sense, but you are determined to follow Jesus anyway. Your family might despise you, mock you, and belittle you. But are you really determined to follow Jesus? You could experience an unexpected loss, but are you determined to follow Jesus? If you think about it, most quality relationships don't last unless both parties are determined to make the relationship work. This goes for a friendship, family relationship, or even a romantic relationship. If both parties are not determined to work on the relationship, build the relationship, define the relationship, communicate in the relationship, or reciprocate love, kindness, prayer for one another, if they're not spending time with one another, and if they're not respecting one another, then growth is not possible. And it will not withstand the trials that they go through with grace. And although our relationships with family, friends, and those whom we are in a loving relationship with are great and meaningful, the realest relationship we will ever have that supersedes all the other relationships is our relationship with Jesus Christ. In order to have a successful relationship that will last, Jesus must be the center, the foundation, and the base of that relationship. And that means that Jesus is the focal point, and God's word serves as the foundation of everything we do as it relates to our actions, words, lifestyles, behaviors, and our goals in that relationship. In any relationship you're in, it shouldn't be a question if you are in a relationship with Jesus. Everybody will know, no matter your personality type, your profession, your academic level. When people talk to you, they know that you are in a relationship with Jesus and you're determined to follow him. Action, commitment, sacrifice, and fortitude are a few qualities one must exhibit when they're determined to follow Jesus, because it's one thing to say that you're following Jesus, but it must be some evidence that back up what you proclaim. So when you follow Jesus and you're determined to follow Jesus, the action steps that you take could be interpreted as you live in a life of integrity. And although you or myself, we aren't perfect, we aim to live a life pleasing to God. There is action in forgiving others, respecting people, setting God-honoring boundaries. We are intentional about what we talk about in public and private. We're intentional on what we look at in public and private. We strive to live a life of excellence and outstanding character that is pleasing to God. And we are intentional about not going to certain places and not engaging in certain things. When you follow Jesus, you're committed to him, and that's evident and can be displayed in staying focused on your relationship with him and in him and trusting him no matter what happens. When you're committed, you've firmly decided that when life gets difficult, you will trust God and you will aim to live a life of integrity in the midst of other people making conscious poor decisions that are contrary to the word of God and what he's called you to do. When you are committed to follow Jesus, even if you are in a relationship, and the people or the person who you want to work cool with, they don't understand you and they mock you, or they just stop talking to you. When you're committed to follow Jesus, you're committed to follow Jesus through the highs and the lows of life, even in the times where you question his presence, because even though you're experiencing pain, you understand that there is a reward and there's a benefit to remaining committed to him. When you follow Jesus, certain sacrifices need to be made. And the sacrifices that you could end up making that will be evident and physically illustrated could come in the form of you giving up something that you wanted to keep, especially in order to get something better or to help someone else. A sacrifice could be for you to wake up early on the weekends to help a person in need who doesn't stay next door to you. A sacrifice could be for you to step outside of your comfort zone to share an encouraging word with somebody who you see who's despondent, who's depressed, who's sad. A sacrifice could be to also step out of your comfort zone to pray for someone. A sacrifice could be for you to put your desires on hold to bless someone who's in need. A sacrifice could be to mentor a group of individuals when you could be enjoying a simple pleasure of life. A sacrifice could be praising God and giving him thanks even when you're upset, you're angry, you're sad, and you don't know what is going on in your life. A sacrifice could be to give up something you thought was God's best and trust him for what he has in store for you. Now, when you follow Jesus, that requires fortitude. And that means that you have a strength of mind that enables you to encounter danger or bear pain or adversity with courage. So that can be exemplified by pressing forward and trusting God during a job loss, whether that is you or a loved one. Fortitude is pressing forward after experiencing a painful, unexpected loss, whether it is in a relationship, an opportunity, a battle, or a desired outcome. Fortitude is relentlessly trailing through mocking, insults, disrespect, and the treacherous actions of others because of the choices you've made to live a life pleasing to God, no matter where you are in life. Fortitude is required because adversities come and temptations come, but fortitude in Christ is unwavering. Fortitude knows that even when your heart feels broken, God can take the pain away, God can mend the frayed areas of your heart, and he can also restore, revive, and divinely reverse every situation concerning you. Being determined to follow Jesus requires us to not only follow him, but when God calls, we respond to where he is leading us. When God calls, obedience is required, and in time, our relationships, our associations, friendships, and business partnerships will prosper when we purposefully are determined to follow Jesus. Now, don't get this confused. When we take those steps to follow Jesus, it doesn't mean that we will be free from trials. But when we follow him, we might go through the fire, or we will go through the fire, but we aren't burned. And we don't smell like smoke. In Matthew, the 4th chapter, in the 18th through the 22nd verse, we read about the first disciples, and I'm going to read that passage of scripture right now. As he was walking along the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Follow me," he told them, "and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with Zebedee, their father, preparing their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. In scripture, Jesus saw Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, and John at their place of employment, amongst colleagues, and with their family members. Jesus called all four disciples in each of their personal and business relationships, and all men were determined to follow Jesus right where they were. We don't read anywhere in Scripture where they say, hey, Jesus, how's it going? What's up? I can't follow you right now. You know, I got some things going on. I'm with my daddy, trying to make this money, and you telling me to follow you? Hey, man, where you even trying to go? I don't even know where you trying to go, so I'm going to go ahead and stay right here and do what I normally do. No, they didn't say that. But how many of us say that in our own way? Instead of just doing what we are told or commanded or instructed to do, we have to know all the details. We just have to know. But when you're determined to follow Jesus, you're walking, even though you don't even know where you're walking. But you're not walking blindly, because you have the creator of the universe, the creator of man, the creator of all things, good. The creator of your eyes, the eye creator. He's leading you, and you know if you're using his eyes and you trust in him, he's going to lead you to places that you can't see that are better than what you thought you saw. But that comes with determination to follow Jesus. And you're displaying it in your actions, in fortitude, in sacrifice, and in commitment. Now, like I said, they didn't say, we're not going to follow you because we don't know where you're going. No, they stopped what they were doing and realized, I'm following Jesus. And I'm going to do it God's way. And I'm going to leave the consequences to him. I heard Charles Stanley say that. And that was so real to me, because sometimes we get caught up trying to figure out the end. And what is it going to be when I follow God, even though I don't understand? Now, your job, as Charles Stanley said, I'm paraphrasing, but as he said, you do what the Lord told you to do, and you leave all that other stuff that you're thinking about to him, because he'll take care of all that. But the disciples made the conscious, determined decision to follow Jesus, even if it cost them their employment. You see, Jesus called them from their place of employment. While they were working, they were called to leave. They were determined to follow Jesus in their relationship with their family. While they are fishing with their daddy, fishing with their family, fishing with their employees, associates, the Lord calls them right then and there in the middle of that and says, follow me. And they had to make that decision just like that. And they did it, and they followed him. They had to either choose their family or Jesus. And they chose Jesus. And we see that. And as I stated earlier, there are going to be situations in your life where you're going to have to choose Jesus over your family. Not saying that anybody's family is bad and hateful and evil. No, I'm not saying that. But there's some things it could be where your family's doing that you know you're not supposed to be a part of, and the Lord's leading you a different direction, and you have to choose him over that behavior. You have to choose him over that action. You have to choose him over that lifestyle. You have to choose him over those traditions. So that's what I'm talking about, and that's what we're called to do. And God's word doesn't return void. So whatever you're sowing in this relationship with Jesus, you're going to reap a harvest. And be determined to follow Jesus in every relationship. And even if your relationships that you are in, they encounter a season of challenge, continue to follow Jesus, because it produces positive results in your life overall. And not only in your life, but the people who you impact and influence. Be encouraged that although the results aren't always visible, God's purpose and plan will prevail in your life. So don't give up and don't feel that, oh my gosh, this is going to take a lot. Yeah, it's going to take a lot. But you have to be determined to do it, trusting God that he's going to bring you through it every step of the way. And he will. Trust God, trust Jesus when things don't make sense. But you must remember what his promise states. All, A-L-L, all, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, the things that don't make sense. All, the highs, the lows of life, the mountaintops, the valleys, the pit stops, the setbacks, the betrayals, all, the lonely nights, the lonely days, you crying at night, you crying in your car, you crying in the morning, people walking away from you, you have to walk away from people, all, somebody fired you, all, somebody employed you, all things are working together for your good because you love the Lord and you have been called according to his purpose. Believe that, receive that, declare that, say that, meditate on that, trust that. Because when you get to the point where you understand this is your truth, the Lord said, and this is what it's going to be, then it'll become easier for you to live a life determined to follow Jesus. And the scripture I would like to leave you with is Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and the 1st through the 8th verse, which reads, "My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands, for they will bring you many days, a full life, and well-being. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard with God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will be healing for your body and strengthening for your bones." I think you already know why I selected this scripture, but it reiterates and encourages us to follow God. We are not to forget God's teaching, and we are to keep God's commands in our hearts. That requires determination to purposefully think about God and follow him. When we are determined to follow him, God promises that the consequence is many days, a full life, and well-being. Being determined to follow Jesus means to make the commitment to never let loyalty and faithfulness leave us. The actions we take is to meditate on God's word, and the consequence is that we will find favor and high regard with God and people. And even when things don't make sense, remain determined to follow Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Have the fortitude to trust him in the adversity, even when you don't understand. Even in the trials, acknowledge that he is God. And even when things aren't, like I said, making sense and you can't see your way, God is leading you and making your path straight. Don't take your eyes off of God and don't think that you can outthink God and you know what's best. No, fear the Lord. Recognize that he is holy, righteous, and omnipotent. He's all-knowing, and live the life of integrity he has called you to live, and the consequence for that is healing for your body and strengthening for your bones. And that could be in the healing of your circumstances and the things concerning you. So be encouraged. And if you are ready to live a life determined to follow Jesus, feel free to repeat this prayer after me or say it in your heart. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your power in my life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the grace and mercy that you bestowed on me. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for all of my sins. Thank you that I am forgiven and I accept the free gift of salvation right now. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, to God be the glory and God bless you, and welcome to the family. And aim to get into a Bible-believing, God-honoring church. Ask the Lord for wisdom on where you should attend, and remain determined to follow Jesus in your heart, your mind, your actions, in your relationships, and your lifestyle. Okay? Thank you for tuning in, and feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Encouraging You to stay in the loop on updates and other encouraging posts. And if you have a moment, visit drkenitrabryant.com where you can download this Bible study entitled Determined to Follow Jesus. And also feel free to subscribe to this Bible plan on the YouVersion Bible app. And you can complete and engage in this Bible study with your friends, your coworkers, your classmates, your family, or you can do it by yourself. But aim to begin making time for God daily. Even if you have to start off with just 10 minutes a day, aim to take that time, be intentional about that time, and over time, you will see an increase in the time that you invest in spending time with God, and then you will develop a strong relational bond with Jesus. Okay? Enjoy your day, everybody. Peace and God bless.